Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to a third look at the topic of how to help everyone participate in corporate worship. This is the Sunday Sample episode 37 for Corporate Worship Matters. We all want full participation in our worship, don't we? We'd love to see every single person, whether you've got 10 in your congregation or 1,000, everyone singing, everyone praying, everybody worshiping, everybody paying full attention. And yet, if you're somebody who is in front of others leading worship by leading singing or some other way, we all know that we don't always get that full participation. And what do we do when we don't get it? Well, this is a mini-series, part three of a mini-series, looking at some suggestions and some ideas for us to mull over. And I'm taking inspiration in particular from a terrific book called Participating in Worship by Craig Douglas Erickson. And so today, we're talking about the issue of ritual. Yes, ritual. In fact, the value of ritual. Now, before you all run screaming for the hills and think that Malcolm's off his rocker because we don't like ritual, I would say this. We all believe in ritual. You believe in ritual. All of us have set patterns in our church services, if not the whole service, at least bits of it. You believe in ritual just as much as anybody else. But what's the problem with ritual? And indeed, there must be. When Jesus talks to the Pharisees in Matthew 23, from verse 23 to 27, he's very condemning about then their reliance on the rituals. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you give a tenth, but you've neglected the more important matters. Woe to you, you blind guys, strain out of a gnat, swallow a camel. Woe to you, you clean out the outside of a cup and dish, inside you're full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, clean the inside. Woe to you, you hypocrites, you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, inside full of the bones of dead and everything unclean. So there is a problem with ritual, perhaps, but maybe it's not ritual itself, but what Erickson would call ritualism. Ritualism is the real problem. Now, what is ritualism? Well, ritualism, you could define it like this. It's where the things we do get in the way of the who we worship. The things we do get in the way of the who we worship. The way we pray, obscuring who we're praying to. The way we sing, the songs we sing, the way we present it, getting in the way of the who that we worship. That could be collective and it could be individual. What we're aiming for is not ritualism, but what Erickson would call synergistic ritualism. Now, there's a phrase for you. Synergistic ritualism. What does that mean? It means a pattern, a way of doing things that actually works for everybody. Because the word synergy, synergos, is in the New Testament. It means fellow worker or co-worker. That's all it means. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. Paul is talking there about how he and the church in Corinth are synergized. They're working together. And that's what we want. When we do a church service and we sing and we have our patterns, the idea is that it helps all of us to worship effectively. As he says in the book, the total effect is greater than the sum of each agent acting alone. In other words, the minister or the worship team, the person leading something, the congregation. If we're acting separately as units, we won't be effective in our corporate worship. But when we're together in synergistic ritualism, knowing what we're doing and why we're doing it together, then that total effect is greater than the sum of each agent acting alone. He goes on to say, for ritual to succeed, it must be synergistic. That is, involving persons, church, and liturgy, in other words, the structure of things, in a cooperative relationship of mutual enrichment. And again, there's another great phrase, a cooperative relationship of mutual enrichment. That's what we're aiming for. And he goes on to mention, of course, that this comes about by the operation of the Holy Spirit and us recognizing that ritual is okay, ritualism is not. Now, what might be signs of ritualism in our worship? Well, leading the wrong songs for your congregation. You love particular songs, your congregation doesn't. I find this a struggle. I like particular hymns. Some of the congregations I've worked with don't like them so much. I want to teach them. I want to sing them. frequently. We might be able to get away with them once or twice a year, but not more than that, because it just doesn't work for that congregation. That would be me enforcing a ritualism on the congregation, and getting for them, it would get in the way of them being able to worship the one we want to worship. Moral failure can get in the way and cause ritualism, where we just go through the motions, but actually our heart isn't in it, because whether we're leading the worship or others involved in the body are worshiping, if there's some sin there that's not dealt with, it will hamper our synergistic ritualism of worship, because, again, God is not the focus, it's ourselves. Or retaining a structure that worked for your church 10 years ago for your church services, but now doesn't, because people are older, because there are more children or less children, or because there are more students or less students, or because the church has simply matured and moved on. We need to adjust things. It doesn't mean we should throw out all structure, but we need to examine what's working or not working, and then we can recognize ritualism. Now, of course, one thing we need to bear in mind is that a style or a structure of a service may not work for you, but it might work for other people. And also for different people at different stages of life, what works for somebody in their 20s might be different in their 40s. And so that means that we don't abandon the things that work for some people just because everybody doesn't get it, because it may work for some. And indeed, we shouldn't abandon repetition in our services, because it can take you deeper. It can help you to focus on God and instead of the detail. It's important that we examine the structure of our services and what we're doing, and discussing that with the local people to find out if it's really working. Being clear as to the point of each part of the service. Why are we praying? Why are we singing? Why are we taking the Lord's Supper? And indeed, it's helpful to teach on the value of ritual, the right kind of ritual, the synergistic ritualism, and the dangers of being ritualistic, because that is the real problem. We need to teach on that and how to recognize it personally and collectively. So what do you think about this idea of being ritualistic or ritualism? Some of this is a little bit more complicated than some of the things I talk about in these recordings, but I think it's important now and again to think a bit more about such matters. Ritual isn't in itself a problem, and we all believe in it, we all practice it. But are we, instead of ritual, finding ourselves descending into ritualism, a blind repetition of a structure, a way of doing things that is actually getting in the way of people being able to worship God? Instead, let's work for synagos, for being fellow workers, co-workers in God's service, a synergistic ritualism where the total effect is greater than the sum of each agent acting alone. What do you think of these points and these ideas? I would love to know, and so would everybody else that listens to these recordings. Please leave a note wherever you can, online, publicly, because then we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link to this on to somebody else who might benefit. If you're able to, can you like this recording, subscribe, and if possible, even leave a review on iTunes or from wherever you get your podcast, because that will increase the visibility of what we're doing here. So until the next time you gather with the saints for a time of corporate worship, I pray synergistic ritualism worship, I pray that you will worship the Lord with gladness, coming before him with joyful songs. Take care, and God bless.